Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's time to talk golf. It's what we do every week here on Tee to Green, your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio. Live from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Jay Ritchie. Jerry Butenhoff has the week off today. Thanks for making Tee to Green a part of your Sunday. Great show lined up for you, including a visit to the Redstone Country Club in Humble, Texas. That's the site of this week's PGA Tour stop, the Shell Houston Open, where they're tuning up for next week's Masters. We've got a live update from the Press Center at the Shell Houston Open from John Brooks. Before that, Dr. Neil Wolkadoff will be here. He's the program director for the Denver Center for Health and Sports Science. We're all getting a little older. Some of us have hit our 40s, some of us into our 50s and beyond. How is age affecting your golf game? Are you losing distance, losing flexibility? Neil Wolkadoff will be here to tell us how a golfer over the age of 50 gets distance back from a physical perspective. Then later in the show, Alan McAllister Ferguson will join us. He's our tour guide for Golf in Scotland. His book, Golf in Scotland, now in its fourth printing, is the most comprehensive guide to golf in the birthplace of the game. Air travel, lodging, car rental, itineraries, and profiles of 74 golf courses, including the famous St. Andrews. Nobody does it better than Alan Ferguson, and he'll be joining us today here on Tee to Green to talk about golf in Scotland. Don't want to miss that.
Early Sunday morning. Sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Top five, visit our website anytime. That's teetogreenradio.com. And while you're there, tell us you like us on Facebook. Jay Ritchie going to tee it up with Dr. Neil Wolkadoff next as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the satellite radio dial on Sirius and XM, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
This is no mere machine. The Jaguar XJ is too seductive, too instinctive to be just a mere machine. Get inside, press the start button. It doesn't sound like a mere machine. It roars to life. Experience the agility of its lightweight aluminum body. Feel it respond to your every wish. No, this is no mere machine. This is the one machine as alive as you are. And your Jaguar retailer would love to show you just how good that can feel. The 2012 Jaguar XJ. How alive are you?
Lease a 2012 XJ for $799 a month, 36 months with $49.95 due at signing. Visit your local Jaguar retailer, go to jaguarusa.com, or call 1-800-4JAGUAR for details. Lease rates for well-qualified buyers as determined by approved lender. Retailers have actual amounts. Taxes, title, license, and fees due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. For special lease and finance terms, take new delivery from retailer stock by 4/30/12. Jaguar or approved lender may rescind or amend this offer without notice.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. Tee to Green happens every Sunday morning live from the Broadmoor Resort. We're in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Along with producer Scott Cuddy, I'm Jay Ritchie. Jerry Butenoff has the day off today. Hard to believe it's April. Where has the first 3 months this year gone already? I want to get right to our first guest. We don't have a lot of time, and we've got some good stuff to talk about with Neil Wolkenhoff. He's the program director for the Denver Center for Health and Sport Science. You know, as we all get a little older, one of the things that happens as we enter our 40s, it becomes even more pronounced as we hit 50, is age begins affecting our golf game. You lose some flexibility, lose some distance, and Neil's going to tell us how a golfer over 50 gets that distance back. From a physical perspective, Neil, welcome back to Tee to Green. It's been way too long, my friend.
Yeah, way too long. Good morning. And, yeah, I'd probably say the number one thing most people – well, when I work with tour players, they're much more interested in accuracy because they've already got the distance, but the average person is much more interested in how do I get that distance back I had from 10 years ago.
Yeah, and even if we've got some younger listeners out there in their 20s and 30s,
they
it's going to happen to you.
Distance.
They want more distance, yeah. And it's eventually going to happen to you where your age begins affecting your it's a good problem to have. That means you're still hanging in there at 40, 50, and beyond. But so what's more important to getting that distance? Is it flexibility? Is it strength?
Well, there was a paper presented at the World Scientific Congress of Golf a couple years back where they, the fellow tried to do an analysis of what were the issues that he could measure that related to lack of distance. And interestingly enough, it really wasn't flexibility. Although a lot of people feel they aren't as flexible, the issue was people couldn't rotate their core fast enough. So if you think about it, golf is a sport where we rotarily, in a rotary fashion, we load our core, we store energy, and then we get this, you know, the set of tinker toys with rubber bands kind of snapping in this sequence that adds speed so that basically we impart more speed to the golf ball and it goes farther. So he found that in a rotary fashion, older golfers just can't turn around their spine as fast. It wasn't that they couldn't turn as far, they just couldn't turn as fast.
Wow, okay. So I didn't have a lot of distance to begin with. Now that I've gotten older, I've lost that. How do I get it back? What do I do to speed up my core?
Well, the first thing I think you have to think about is that it's a little bit like sailing. It's fore and aft and port and starboard. So the first thing you do when you strengthen your core is you do basic exercises like, crunches, back bridges, different kind of plank moves. You just want to have the ability to hold your spine in a spine angle. And that should be, I mean, that's something from now through the middle of May, somebody should be doing, you know, twice a week, three times a week kind of thing. And then as the person gains that ability, they want to start doing things where they start to rotate. A real simple example, lay on the ground, put your legs up on a fit ball or a Swiss ball so your knees are at a 90-degree angle. Keep your shoulders flat, and while you've got the ball pulled to your hamstrings, start rotating the ball right to left, and you'll start developing that ability to rotate your core along your spinal axis because you don't have to hold your spine in that angle. Laying on the floor while you do that will actually, you know, promote everything rotating along the spinal vertebrae.
And you keep your shoulders and your back flat on the
ground?
You
try and keep your shoulders and your back flat, and so basically the ball is turning. So it's really turning the core, you know, like somebody will grab a medicine ball and they'll say, well, I'll grab that medicine ball and I'll turn and twist to the left and turn and twist to the right while their hips are stable. This is kind of just the reverse. You're stabilizing the hips and then you're stabilizing the shoulders and you're turning the hips and the lower spine. So it gets at the same exact thing, just in a slightly different way.
Yeah. So, Neil, is this something that golfers or the people should do on a daily basis or several times a week? How often?
Well, that's a good question. And the interesting thing about the deep core muscles is that, Jay, they're kind of like light switches. We really use them when we get out of balance. So that's part of the reason a football is so good for training, is that it allows the person to get mildly out of balance as they're trying to balance on the football. And so the deep core muscles, one is actually the transversus abdominis. It kind of helps lock our spine, and keep our spine vertical. That is actually activated when you get mildly out of balance. So I think a football is probably overall, the best tool that people can use for this kind of stuff. Just because of that reason, you get a lot more out of the same amount of exercise time.
Neil Wolkadoff is with us, PhD, the program director from the Denver Center for Health and Sports Science. Neil, does this apply to women as well as men?
Well, the issue with women so far and what we've measured is that women have, this is going to be crazy, too much flexibility and not enough strength.
Hmm.
So for women, it's really an issue of almost strength training in a shorter range of motion than you would normally do in trying to tighten up the joints. So you get some zip at the end of the swing. So you get to the top of your backswing, and it's not like, oh, I can go another 5 inches further in rotation. But you kind of say, yep, this is about it, and then the muscles get some zip and go the other way. The other area where women can really gain distance is working on their forearms.
And how do you do that?
Well, things like wrist curls, reverse wrist curls, squeeze a ball, roll up a newspaper page in one hand and try and crumple it up and uncrumple it. You know, anything you can do with hand strength. And that's why if you had a contest between the LPGA Tour and the PGA Tour on putting, they'd be pretty close. But if you had a contest from 100 yards in or sand, the men would win every time, 8 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10, because their hand strength is so much better. And with those kind of, not only with distance, but with precision from 100 yards in, hand strength makes a big difference.
Now, I imagine if you're a younger golfer and you start this, say, in your teens and 20s, when you do hit your 40s and 50s, because you started this at an early age, you probably have more flexibility than had you not, correct?
Well, flexibility is really genetically determined by how your joints are put together. So you have a range from when you're not active to when you're active. And surprisingly enough, you can't increase it all that much. But the way you can change your flexibility, as crazy as this sounds, is really through the use of strength training and making sure that your body is in balance. So, for example, if you can do 100 pounds on a leg extension, you need to be able to at least do 70 on the leg curl, because those muscles work in a reciprocal fashion as we walk and do other things. And so if the one muscle group can't keep up to some degree to the other one, then what happens is the muscles end up getting tight and you lose flexibility, not because you're inflexible, but one side is overworking compared to the other side. So I found in the last 10 years that, as crazy as this sounds, flexibility for golfers is not everything it's cracked up to be. If you had to pick the two things that would make the difference would be strength training, core training followed by aerobic training, and then assuming that you're in good aerobic shape, you've got adequate strength, then whatever stretching exercises you pick, you're going to see their maximum benefit. But before that, it's just not really going to do anything.
Neil, do you have a website or a phone number or a way that people can get more information on how to do this and how to do it correctly? That's the key thing.
Best way to reach me is at the website at the hospital, which is Denver, D-E-N-V-E-R, and then CHSS.com. That's Denver, CHSS.com, and I can direct people to some more resources and books and videos on core strength and how they can develop more rotational power.
Neil Wokadoff, Dr. Neil Wokadoff, he's the program director for the Denver Center for Health and Sports Science. That website, again, is DenverCHSS.com. And one final tip, Neil?
Well, I'd say when you're going out to swing early in the year, don't start with your driver. Pick a middle club, and that is going to give you a good idea of a 5 or a 6 iron of, you know, how you're striking the ball and what you need to work on. And then you can get a gauge on, do I need more core strength for my stance? Is my issue rotation? Is my balance off? Do I not have enough strength in my legs to really power through the swing? I think a lot of time people start with clubs that are too short, which is way too much, you know, you can use your hands. And then if you have a club that's too long, it's not representative of what you do most of the time. So if you're going to go out and swing and get some kind of gauge and try and match it to something, I think a 5 or a 6 iron is a lot better club.
Okay, that's a great tip. I love it. Neil, we won't wait so long to get you back on the show this time. Is that a deal?
pleasure, and hit them well.
Okay. Neil Wokadoff, Program Director, Denver Center for Health and Sports Science, DenverCHSS.com for more on that. This is T to Green, Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our 5th facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area or buttons, as we do on the range. We watch buttons. Remember where that stake is driven through the middle of your back into the ground. There's two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third is that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. This is Tee to Green, this portion of the show, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. If you live in the area, they're at 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs. You can call 719-471-9900 for more information. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to take you to Scotland. Alan McAllister Ferguson, the author of the book Golf in Scotland, now in its fourth edition, will be here. It's a travel planning guide that includes profiles of 74 great courses. Speaking of great courses, this is major championship tournament time in professional golf, the ladies' first major of the year going on in the Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, California, for the Nabisco, Kraft Nabisco Classic. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And, of course, on the PGA Tour, everyone's thoughts starting to turn toward Augusta for the Masters next week. And a great tune-up for the Masters is the Shell Houston Open at the Redstone Country Club in Humble, Texas, just outside of Houston. We're going to go there right now. John Brooks in the press room standing by with an update. John, welcome back to Tee to Green. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Jay, it's great to talk to you. You stole my line, though, because when you came back off the break, you did your, I'm sure, standard welcome back to America's longest-running network golf show, and I was going to say, Jay, it's great to be back on America's longest-running network radio golf show.
You can say that. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Jay, it's great to be back on America's longest-running network radio golf show. I wouldn't mind going to Scotland, though.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on the show. I know you ran into some weather problems early in the week down there at the Shell Houston Open. How's it looking for the rest of today?
Well, it'll be fine. It's going to be fine today. There is a little overcast and some heavy cloud cover, but I don't think there will be any rain. And you're right, when it happens on the opening day, everything gets backed, and it was backed yesterday. And so, you know, they didn't hit the TV window like they wanted to because the round was still on. But when all the dust was cleared, they're caught back up, and it's a pretty good-looking leaderboard. I know you've probably seen it. And Louis Oosthuizen, who I have to say on opening day when the rains came, I was doing a couple of shows around the country, and they wanted me to pick somebody, and I said, I think I'm going to take Oosthuizen. So right now I look like a genius. We'll find out later today. He really is playing well, and Hunter Mahan had the best round yesterday at 7 under par 65. And, Jay, you know, both of these guys, I'm sure you know of them and know mm-hmm. them.
Sure.
They're both very laid back. You know, kind of wiry little guys, very soft-spoken and everything. So it'll be an interesting duo with those two going off at 12:30. But with the Masters next week and both of them obviously going to be there anyway. Hunter was asked after that 7-under par 65 that got him at 15-under 201. He was asked if he, you know, was there any thought in his mind maybe that he would pass this stop up, but he really likes Houston. He said there really was no thought at all in his mind that he would. He said maybe he thought about it for a second that he wouldn't come here, and it looks like it's been a good choice for him. And he is so, you know, laid back and kind of down to earth about things. And he was asked if this is going to be the most important round ever for him tomorrow, getting ready to go into the Masters. And I kind of like this short little cut from him. It kind of explains his attitude.
It's not that important. I know my game's good. I feel good about what I'm doing right now. I just have to go out there and trust it. Whether I win tomorrow or don't play well, it's not gonna knock me off too much. You know, we play too much golf for one round. I mean, more than any other round.
And that's just about as candid as you can be right there. And especially getting ready to go into the Masters, don't you think?
Wow, you got to love the honesty from the guy. He said it's not that you got to love the honesty. He said it's not that important.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some guys, and understandably, I mean, some guys are going to go into the, you know, into the full tap dance and everything and say, oh, yeah, and that may be great, you know, coming off and everything. But it does lead to something. And I do have a couple of cuts with Louis that I want you to hear before I leave you. But it does lead to that debate. And I've done a lot of these shows this week, and I'd like your opinion, too. With 90 players in the Masters field, you normally throw out about 30. You can just pretty well say, hey, there's, you know, no chance. You really got a field of about 60 players that no matter what their game is, whether it really defines to Augusta or not, you know, at least there's maybe a legitimate chance that they could win. So 30 players, 15 foreign, 15 international, 15 Americans are in this Shell Houston Open field and that are going to the Masters next week. And 30 guys, obviously, Tiger, one of them, Luke Donald, they – you know, have opted not to play this week. So it's always a good debate. But I'm just curious because everybody's been asking opinions, so I'll ask yours, which way would you go?
Personally, if it was me, I would play. That's just me, though. Some guys do it differently, but I think there's something to be said for the heat of battle, the competition, and keeping any kind of momentum going if you're playing good. And if you're not playing that good, maybe, you know, trying to come out of the slump or whatever you're in.
Yeah.
So I would play.
Well, and Mickelson is like that. Now, the defending champion is six strokes off the lead. Doesn't mean that they couldn't win. This course is so pristine right now. I mean, you can say, well, that makes it perfect for me to make the charge, and that's true, but there's about, you know, six, seven guys in front of him that can say the same thing. But
yeah.
Mickelson has made it clear that he wants to play. He said it last year. He said it the year before when he won here last year. And he's always has the history of having, in 2006, won at Greensboro and then come right back the next week and won the Masters. But he said that one thing about playing for a major is that it is different with the Masters because you play that same course every year. So I suppose there's some argument there, too. As for Louis, I mean, he came over 6 weeks. It's been 6 weeks now. Played his first stop. He's had a WD. He's had a 17th, a 20th, 60th place finish. And, he's been struggling a little bit. And he addressed that because I think since maybe last weekend he's started to get a feel, and maybe with his swing coach, too, that things are starting to get better.
I came in into this event, struggling a little bit with the driver, but had a great session on Monday with my coach, and today I had very good tee shots. Couldn't pinpoint one that was bad, and I feel like I'm getting closer to where I want to be.
Well, he was certainly close on the backside. He had a string there between 12 and 15 where he had four consecutive birdies, and he said the scenery played a part in it.
Two par fives close to each other. You always feel like you want a good stretch there. It was such a beautiful back nine, really, with the weather and the sun dropping. It was just such a nice place out there, and which was good. And it just felt, when we turned on 15, there was playing down the sun, and the golf course, it looks spectacular. And then, So, yeah, I mean, if you play well and you're playing on a great course like that, it's just, I think it gives everyone a bit of a boost.
I had to think when he said that, Jay, that maybe he was on, you know, like it was he was on holiday. And then somebody in the press room said, well, I mean, were you really taking in all of this scenery? And then he got it back to us and said, well, I mean, I was trying to stay in focus.
Yeah, he got me fired up just the way he was talking about it.
Yeah.
John, I wish we had a little more time, but great job, great report. Love the cuts, and should be a fun final round today down in Houston.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm still sticking with Oosthuizen, but my other dark horse will be Carl Pedersen. He is three strokes off the lead, tied with Brian Davis. I think of the top four guys, if I had to pick two of them, I thought would be there, I would go Oosthuizen and Pedersen, and then flip a coin with Mahan and Davis and keep Mickelson as a long shot.
Yeah, I'd like to see Phil in the mix too. John, appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you next year.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today I want to talk to you about a flop shot, handy shot to have around the green, generally to a guarded pin over a bunker or some other natural barrier that demands a high ball flight on a approach shot. One thing you want to do is make sure that your lie is going to enable you to get the club underneath the ball. If it does not, if you've got a tight lie or it's in long grass, scrap the flop shot. Secondly, if you've decided that your lie is beneficial and will enable you to hit the shot necessary, I want you to play this thing slightly forward in your stance, a little bit like a bunker shot off your left instep. This will help enable you to hit the ball a little higher. On your way back, you need to cock your wrists quick. Lift your hands quickly to waist high, and then finish with some pace. This does not mean throw hands in there, but it does mean that you must be aggressive through the shot in order for the ball to ride up the grooves and fly high the way you'd like a flop shot to react.
For more on the flop shot, more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional. The show by golfers for golfers. You found it. Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, coming your way from the five-star Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jerry Butenoff has the day off today. Broadmoor East, all 18 holes open for play as of yesterday. Transportation on Tee to Green, provided by STI Fleet Services, the Denver office, and the Suzuki Motor Company. This week's drive of the week is the 2012 Suzuki Kisashi Sport GTS all-wheel drive. It scored 40 and a half out of 50 on the Tee to Green drive scale. That's drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. Find out what we liked and what we didn't like about the 2012 Suzuki Kisashi Sport GTS all-wheel drive. The drive of the week at teetogreenradio.com. Well, our next guest over the past 14 years has made more than 20 trips to Scotland. In fact, he's planning another one. I think he's leaving within the next week or so. So when it comes to golf in Scotland, nobody does it better than Alan McAllister Ferguson. In fact, his book, Golf in Scotland, now in its fourth edition. And if you're planning to go over there, do not make one single move until you get a copy of this book. And we welcome Alan Ferguson back to Tee to Green. Hi, Alan. How you doing?
Hello, Jay. Good morning.
When are you heading over to Scotland again?
Wednesday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's early in the season, early April.
So is there a particular best time to go, or is just about any time you go over there good?
Well, you know, that's probably the most frequent question I get, and the answer generally is mid-April to mid-October, so it's a fairly long season, and it's rather similar to what we have here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
If a person can go on the shoulder of those times in April, May, September, October, there is a better chance of getting on the old course, for example, and there may be more availability at some courses and so forth. So, like Muirfield, for example. So there's some merit to doing that. But Scotland has generally mild weather. The UK in general is mild and, you know, rarely gets very cold and it doesn't get very hot.
If I'm planning a trip over there, how far out should I start my planning?
You know, there really are two answers to that. If a person is interested in playing Muirfield, where the Open will be held in 2013, next year, they work on about a window of about 12 to 14 months. So it takes quite a bit of foresight to make that tee time. On the other hand, even at Muirfield, you'll find that there are lots of available times, again, in those shoulder seasons early in April and October. And the only other course one needs to be concerned about is the one that most people want to play, which, of course, is the old course at St. Andrews. And
sure.
What people need to know about that is that they begin taking advance reservations for the next year on the first Wednesday in September. And so everybody queues up at that time, get your request in, and about 6 to 8 weeks later, you'll get a response, and you either have a tee time or you don't. Otherwise, a person could be going a week or two ahead and get on most of the courses that most want to play.
Oh, okay. So I didn't realize that there was that short a time. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's one of those myths. It's not that difficult to get on golf courses in Scotland. There are so many courses. Of course, a lot of people want to play the same courses, so you want to plan ahead. And of course, that's one of the reasons I've written, four editions of a book over the last 10 years is mm-hmm. to let people know precisely what they need to do and what the policies are at the golf courses and so forth.
Now, your new edition, Golf in Scotland, is the fourth edition. Thanks for the copy, by the way, which I got like about 2 weeks ago. What's different in the fourth edition than the first three?
Well, travel writing is it's a moving target. Things are changing all the time, and that's one of the reasons that this time around the book will be in electronic format as an e-publication, so that I can maintain it as currently as possible, and everybody will have current information, and of course in electronic format. But what's the important things that are different about this edition is that I've included 13 itineraries that are fairly detailed, so that people can really kind of pick and choose what kind of trip they want to make, what length, and suggested lists of courses and so forth. So that's a big change, and I hope that'll help people make a nice trip.
Of the 13, you have six that are under 2,000. Is that kind of the average cost, or if I'm thinking about this trip, not getting to around to planning it yet, but just thinking about it, how much am I going to spend to go over there?
That's really important because it depends on what decisions a person makes about how to go about that trip. And of course, what I've made a career out of is trying to keep people away from the package tour operators, who I believe way overcharge. And people end up spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for a trip that really doesn't need to cost more than $2,000. Or it depends, obviously, on where you play and where you stay.
Sure.
If you stay at a 5-star hotel and play the most expensive courses in the country, you're going to spend a lot of money, maybe $5,000. But one of the things that I've tried to show in this book, show people, is that if there's a trend toward doing stay and play, or where you just go to a one or maybe two areas and stay for most of a week. And if you do that, you can rent an apartment, for example. And I have one trip in the book among the itineraries where if you're staying in St. Andrews for a week and spending no more than about $1,600 plus whatever you might spend on the old course if you get on through the daily ballot.
Hmm. What's the most difficult thing? Is it the travel? Is it the lodging? Is it getting on the courses? What's the one thing that people really maybe struggle with a little bit if they're new to this?
Well, I think the main thing, Jay, is to say is that there's nothing difficult about it at all. I always tell people Scotland is not a third world country. You can get on an airplane and go to St. Andrews or any other of the major golf centers in Scotland or Ireland, for that matter, and you'll be well taken care of. People are that's their business. They're in the tourism trade. There's no magic to it. The stumbling block for most people is the old course at St. Andrews, and it's sometimes hard for people to believe, but I tell them that if they didn't get into the advance reservation process, to just go, because about 50% of the tee times every day of the year are supplied or filled through the daily ballot process at St. Andrews. That is, you put your name in 2 days prior to play, and you do that by 2 p.m., and after 4 p.m., you're informed whether you have a tee time in 2 days. So that's the way most people get on. It's not that difficult.
The book is called Golf in Scotland, now in its fourth printing, a travel planning guide with profiles of 74 great courses. There's sections on lodging, air travel, car rental, St. Andrews websites, itineraries. And you also, in the new book, Alan Ferguson is our guest, by the way. Alan, in the new book, you also detail and profile seven new courses, including one by, is it the Donald Trump course?
Right. Yeah, there's a new Donald Trump course up above Aberdeen, north of Aberdeen. Mm-hmm. And they are open for business this year in July. They're taking bookings, and the bookings are, there's an online service there where you can just go in. And it's, and by the way, I mean, that's pretty typical of a lot of the courses these days. It's so easy to book either with a telephone call, which is my preferred method, or online at a lot of these courses. So the Trump Project has been, of course, extremely controversial and will continue to be controversial. It involves eventually two golf courses and a huge real estate development. And I'm a skeptic, as you know, and I'm skeptical about a lot of these new developments, including that one. And I've said so in the book.
The book, again, is called Golf in Scotland, and if you're serious about saving money, if you're planning a trip there, you want to pick up a copy. It's now in its fourth edition. Alan, you've been over there so many times now. When you go over there, what are some of the things that you look for that you might want to pass along to folks who maybe aren't that familiar with the area?
Well, when I go over there, of course, I'm doing business for the most part, and I'm doing things that most people wouldn't do, like looking at bathrooms in, in B&Bs and guest houses. But mm-hmm. I think that raises the first point, is that I would always recommend that an individual look first, maybe on TripAdvisor or other sources, for good four-star B&Bs and or guest houses rather than full-service hotels. This is where you'll find value for money, and you'll meet local folks walking right in the door, because you're gonna be hosted by usually a couple,
yeah,
and they'll know local people and have lots of information for you. It's a much more homey experience, and so you not only save money that way. That's the way most Europeans travel.
We're running out of time.
We also have a better experience, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're running out of time, but we just scratched the surface. There's over 200 internet sources for planning that trip, new photos, information on Scotland's best value rental car company, expanded lodging, and non-golf information as well. It's all there, fourth edition of the book Golf in Scotland. And, Alan, how can people get a copy?
Jay, my website is www.fergusongolf.com, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, golf.com. And we have an 800 number here in Denver, 800-835-6692.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Alan Ferguson, Golf in Scotland.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have
smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
This segment of Tea to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs. Come in and stop by for your free personal planning guide. It is the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, and we're not done yet. Time to take you on tour. And included in this week's tour stop, one of the majors, in fact, the first major golf championship of the year, the ladies' LPGA Craft Nabisco, being played at Mission Hills, Rancho Mirage, California, on the Palm Desert. This is the tournament that used to be known as the Dynasure Invitational. And as of three rounds in the books, the number one female player in the world and 2010 champion, Jani Seng, and Sweden's Corinne Schoden are tied for the lead at 9 under par. South Korea's Ha Ji Kang is two shots back. There are five South Korean players, including I.K. Kim and Nayeon Choi, who are three shots back. The leaderboard looks like the Korean Open. The highest American in the field right now going into the last round is Vicky Hurst. Not out of it, four shots back. The defending champion, Stacey Lewis, who beat Sen in a showdown last year, the final round, is eight shots behind. Who will take the leap in the Poppy's Pond adjacent to the green on the 18th hole? Well, we'll find out today as they battle it out at the LPGA Craft Nabisco, the first major championship of the year. As far as the Shell Houston Open, you heard John Brooks tell us former British Open winner Louis Oosthuizen is leading Hunter Mahon by two shots. Carl Pedersen, Brian Davis, three shots back. Phil Mickelson, the defending champ, five shots off the pace. And Ernie Els, who needs to win to get in to the Masters, is at eight under par. He's well back going into the final round. Great show today. Want to thank our guests, Neil Wokadoff, John Brooks, and Alan Ferguson. FergusonGolf.com for more information on golf in Scotland. FergusonGolf.com. And if you want more information from Dr. Neil Wokadoff, his website, denverchss.com. Enjoy the Houston Open on CBS today. And the Masters special show next week coming your way here on Tee to Green. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.